but.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to call to order the Senate Committee on Judiciary. Thank you for being here. We have five bills that are scheduled for work session today. Unfortunately, the first three on the agenda are not ready at this point, so I'm going to go ahead and put on the record that House Bill 2536A, House Bill 2562A, and House Bill 2668 will be carried over to next Thursday. Next Wednesday, May 29th. Wednesday, May 29th. Again, 2536A, 2562A, and 2668 are being carried over till next Wednesday, May 29th. So if you're here for those, see you next Wednesday. All right, we're going to go ahead and open a work session on House Bill 2783A. Anna?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2783A, we heard on May 2nd, and this is the tethering bill. It creates the offense of unlawful tethering as a Class B violation. Has a lot of other parts to the bill. We have an A5 amendment, and that A5 amendment changes the definition of adequate shelter to allow wire cages for birds. And it's ready to move today, has no revenue impact, and a minimal fiscal impact on the A5 amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Senator Dingfelder?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I was just asking about the wire cages for birds.
Yeah, Senator Cruz. amendment.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't have to be a wise amendment.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sounds reasonable.
Do you want a little bit more information on that as to why?
I was going to say, I'd be curious. Why don't I make the motion, then we'll have the discussion.
That would be great.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the dash A5s into House Bill 2783.
All right. Senator Dingfelder moves the dash A5s into House Bill 2783A. And discussion.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, what we discovered, it's kind of on a fine line here, but, you know, for example, wire floors are good for rabbits as well. Rabbits are defined as livestock. Chickens are defined as livestock, but we weren't sure all other birds were, and so just to make sure that people who had their birds in a cage could do that, it's just a clarification.
Sanitary, too.
Actually, it's appropriate for those animals. So
adequate. I was going to say, for somebody who grew up with a bird, a parakeet, I appreciate that.
All right. Any other questions? Any other discussion? Any objection to the motion to adopt the A5s into the bill? Not seeing any, so moved.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2783 to the floor as amended with the dash A5s.
Senator Dingfelder moves House Bill 2783 as amended by the A5s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And Senator Dingfelder, since you're so versed on the topic now, will you be the carrier? A parakeet lover from way back.
Yeah.
You can get the same sympathy that we had for raccoons on the floor earlier.
And yeah, I didn't hear that one either. Yeah. Wait a minute, I didn't say yes.
It says Dingfelder.
He wrote it down.
I'd be happy
to,
Mr. Chair.
Over, go to the pet store. All right. We've closed the work session on 2783. We'll open the work session on House Bill 3047A.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3047A is a bill we heard on May 6th. This was the bill that we had to fix the Richardson case, the Richardson versus ODOT. It allows a court to direct the DMV to suspend and resuspend a license for a person who fails to pay fines. This has a conflict amendment and the A6 amendment to resolve conflicts between this bill and 2986, which is the reinstatement of driving privileges after apprenticeship bill. And it also clarifies the time runs from the date of incident and allows a 20 years potential suspension and resuspension for all offenses committed before, on, or after the operative date. It has a minimal, has actually no revenue impact with the A6 amendment and a minimal fiscal impact. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you.
So, Mr. Chair, I move the dash, I'm just looking, is it A6s?
A6.
Into House Bill 3047A.
Senator Dingfelder moves the A6 amendments into House Bill 3047. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3047A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Dingfelder moves House Bill 3047 as amended by the A6 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion?
Mr. Chair, I will be a no.
All right. Any other discussion? All right. Objections at this point? Senator Close?
May I comment? I think that 20 years is longer than the statute of limitation. I think that's unreasonable. Thank you.
Thank you. And I think, if I remember correctly, just for the record, the 20 years was based on the length of time for the lien, or that can actually be, there was some legislation, or not the legislation, there was some testimony as to what the length was, but I appreciate your position, and what we'll do is we'll make sure that gets covered on the floor.
We have Amy Joyce here, who's the expert, if you want to talk.
Oh, Amy, yeah, why don't you come up real quick? That way we can get it on the record real quick, and then
thank
we'll complete
for being
the work.
Here.
Yeah. Thank you for lurking in the back.
Chair Brzezinski and members of the committee, no good deed goes unpunished. Amy Joyce from the Department of Transportation. I believe the 20-year length from the current 10 was an effort from the court system to sync up this ability, this enforcement ability, to the current 20-year limit on the lien. Is it? I'm looking to the back to Judge Myers. To the 20 years, the judgment. So it syncs those two things up. So allows for this carrot stick enforcement mechanism to sync up with that existing 20-year date.
Well, thank you for coming for and volunteering. We should have probably bought either Bruce Miller, that's sitting really in back and playing like he doesn't know anyone in the hearing room, or Carl Myers, who was actually ready to come in and pinch hit. So thank you very much. Senator Close is a no on this. Anyone else? With that, motion is approved, and Chair will go ahead and carry 3047A to the floor. And we'll close that work session. And let's see, we don't have committee tomorrow. We don't have committee on Monday since we're gone. We're here at Tuesday, and I'm not sure the actual time. I'm guessing it's 8:30.
I think it's posted for 8:30.
And so that's where we'll leave it at this point and have some continuity. Regarding the rest of the week, there has been a request, and it's been approved by the President's office to allow us to meet on Friday, the 31st, if we need to. I do not believe we will need to, based on our load that we have. Everything seems to be pretty well playing out pretty quickly. Any other thoughts with that? Everyone have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Adjourned. Thank you.